Well, it's basically a collaboration between the Australian Human Rights Commission and Universities Australia.
Right.
And so it's basically a survey addressed at sexual assault on campus, and it's the first ever survey of this type done on a national scale. There was one done previously last year by the National Union of Students, but this one, I'm guessing, will have more respondents.
Yeah. Obviously, so, being, yeah, national one. Yeah, cool. Now, there were a few notable speakers at the launch. Who exactly were they?
We had Gillian Triggs and Kate Jenkins, as well as Heidi LaPaglia and Tania Plibersek at the launch. Yeah.
Now, something interesting happening in her speech. Can you tell us about Tania Plibersek's speech?
Well, quite a few years ago, Tania had my role, so she was the convener of the UTS Women's Collective.
Haven't you got a future in front of you?
I hope so, as well as being the women's officer at UTS.
Yeah.
And so during her speech, she noted that within the years, not a lot has changed. We're still fighting for safety on campus.
Mm.
And she talked about her experiences then. So she recounted a story about how during her term, she would get calls during the middle of the night from people saying that she was going to get raped because she was fighting for safety on campus. It was quite intense.
Wow. I had no idea. That's crazy.
It's shocking.
And shocking is absolutely the word. It's, 2016, people. How can uni students get involved with the survey? What can they do to get be heard and get their voices heard?
Well, so as of yet, the survey hasn't been released. But when it is released, it will be sent through to the university. And I'm assuming the university will be sending it out through emails.
Right, okay.
In addition to that, I am pretty sure that the Students' Association themselves as well will be trying to get people to do the survey, just because those are statistics that we do want, because it's such an important issue. And it's something that's, I know for a fact, is underreported.
Yeah.
Because
are there any current statistics on it at all?
The university does have some, but I'm not quite sure how accessible they are. And from my understanding, the statistics don't exactly line up with my experience.
Right, okay.
Because the statistics themselves are quite low. But from my everyday experience and what I've seen and from what people have said to me, that's not the case.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. Now, if a student at UTS is concerned about sexual assault or harassment, where can they seek help?
Well, it depends on what their concern is. If they've previously been assaulted or harassed and they want to seek counselling for it, counselling would be the best way to go. But if it's something that's current, talking to security would be a good idea.
And how do they get in touch? What's the best way, easiest way, quickest way to get in touch with UTS security?
They have their office in Building 3.
Okay.
Wait, not Building 3. They have it in the GAB building.
Yep.
So if you walk right through the glass doors, it's quite, well, it's not very accessible in that there's no big sign saying security anymore. But it's right before the elevators, basically.
Okay.
And it's on the same level as the footbridge.
Yep.
But if they were in Building 5, there's a security office right in the library.
Yeah, right. Okay. So and you do see them sort of getting about as well, the security officers as well. So
they tend to walk around.
They're quite visible. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, if any students want to get involved with the Women's Collective UTS, where can they find you? How can they get in contact with you?
Well, the easiest way to get in contact with me is through the Facebook page, which is UTS Women's Collective. Well, the UTSSA Women's Collective.
Fantastic, yeah.
And other than that, they can just rock up to the Students' Association at any time.
Yeah, and get you that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or
cool.
Or, like, just send me a message at 04.
Do you want to give your number out?
617.
Excellent, there we are.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. I'm talking about something that hopefully they can get some get the right figures and then either look at changing things or improving things and making people feel safer around campus. Beatrice, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.